This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Fed's decision yesterday not to decide to raise interest rates is good news for borrowers. Money can't get too terribly much cheaper than it is right now, as David and Lee and I were just talking about. But you know who was hoping for a hike? Banks, that's who. They have been warning investors about a looming decline in third quarter revenues. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains why rising rates could have helped.
Even if they weren't expecting the Fed to raise rates yet, some banks were hoping it would. Which might seem a bit counterintuitive when you consider that raising rates can mean fewer people borrowing, and that while banks earn interest, they also pay it. But those rates won't rise equally, says Gerard Cassidy. He covers banking stocks for RBC Capital Markets.
A rise in short-term interest rates would enable the U.S. banks to reprice their loans to corporations and companies due to the fact that they are variable rate loans.
But when it comes to their deposits?
The banks traditionally are very slow to raise those rates relative to how quickly they raise the rates for loans.
Cassidy says banks aren't really worried about irking customers because their deposit levels are really, really high right now. Jim Paulson is chief investment strategist at Wells Capital Management.
Banks have a lot of deposits, an abnormally large amount of deposits, even by historic standards.
Which is another reason they'd like to see rates rise. They're not able to earn much interest on those deposits. And then there's stock price. After the Fed's announcement, investors sold off bank shares. They had been hoping a rate hike would boost banks' profits.
It's a double whammy when you think about it, because they not only, you know, don't get additional income flow off their deposit balances, but they also have their stocks take a hit at the same time.
I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.